Paul says that he has learnt in every situation to be content, whether in great material prosperity or in poverty, whether in sickness or in health, whether in popularity or in lack of any support, so it seemed, with all Asia turning away from him. He says he has learned in all these things to be content. And here in Acts 24, I think you just see a few insights into the huge yo-yo ups and downs in his life. Well, here in 23, he's, verse 23, he's put in custody in prison, but he's allowed liberty, and his friends are not prevented from attending to his needs. So he's on a fairly soft regime in prison, and his friends are allowed to come and meet his needs. And yet you compare that phrase with what he himself said in Acts 20:34, when he shows his hands and he says, "My own hands have ministered unto my necessities, unto my needs, and the needs of those who are with me." So I think he's being humbled here, because now his own hands, working as a tent maker, cannot minister unto his own needs, and nor those of his friends, and now his friends have to minister to his needs. So again, you contrast this with how he was when he was finally in prison, the time of 2 Timothy 4, when he says, "When I came to my trial, nobody stood with me. There was nobody in the audience of the courtroom on my side. I stood with my back to the world. Jesus stood with me, but nobody wanted to know me." And when he asks Timothy to bring his jacket with him, his overcoat, presumably because he's cold, and to bring him some parchment to write on, because obviously nobody is attending to his needs. So he had tough regime in prison, he had soft regime. He had friends who came to help him, and he had friends who turned away from him, as it seems that was how he died in 2 Timothy 4. When you think of his financial situation, here in verse 26, Felix hopes that money would have been given him by Paul, so he sent for him more often and conversed with him. "Come on, give me some money. Pay me a bribe." So quite clearly, he perceived that Paul was fairly wealthy. And when Paul first arrived in Rome, he was put under house arrest, but he was able to rent a house that was large enough to have a large number of people come and he could preach to them. And yet at other times in his ministry, like when he was at Thessalonica, he said, "I had to work night and day with my own hands in order to support myself and those with me." So then he was desperately poor, really, when he was in Thessalonica. He had to work night and day, presumably doing manual work, just the sort of work he could pick up just for, what, 3 Sabbath days. That was all he was in Thessalonica. He didn't have any cash in hand. He had to work, presumably the sort of short contract, casual, low-pay, manual work which might have been available. So he was wealthy at times and apparently absolutely poverty-stricken at others. And so in all these things, he said, "I went through this so that I might learn to be content with the provision that is given to me." And when you look back in your own life, you can see that, ups and downs. It may not be financial, it might have been financial. It can be in terms of relationships, it can be in terms of popularity or unpopularity, it can be in terms of health or poor health or good health, all sorts of things. And Job says something like this when he sort of says, look, everything goes in cycles, but it is in order to bring us to God. And so it is. Life doesn't stay still because the Spirit is working in our lives. There is the hand of God. And when you look at it in a sense, if we have eternity before us, we only have a very short time in this life. And God is working with us very intensely. He has, if you like, a limited time frame, a very limited time frame, with which to prepare us for the kingdom. And I'm surprised that life is not longer from that point of view. Why not make human life not 70 years, whatever it is, but why not make it 500 or 1,000 to sort of, you know, prepare you for eternity? Because what is Well, what would 1,000 years be compared to eternity? It's not even a nanosecond. And yet, God in his mercy doesn't do that. He's given us, it seems to me, a very, very short period of life, a very short time. And therefore, he works with us very intensely. Now, it may not seem like that. It may seem that God has kind of forgotten us for certain periods, could be years, but not at all. This is one of the lessons that you get from the book of Daniel and Zechariah. When the people think, oh, the 70 years exile is over and God's kind of forgotten about it. No, they're given these visions of cherubim and angels and that to show them that, no, God is extremely active behind the scenes. He is working absolutely day and night for your character development and to move you onwards towards his kingdom.